Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the wolf.
What's up, y'all? It is Mike Pierce of iWatchMike.com. It is time for another recap show right here. We're going to be talking about Gotham. The episode was called Tonight's the Night. It was it happened this week, this Monday night on Fox. Alongside of me from the VRO.com, I have Miss Amy McCracken. What's up, Amy?
Hello, Internet.
And hello, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hello. Let's talk Gotham.
Let's talk Gotham.
Now, I know we just got done reviewing Sleepy Hollow episode. This gave me chills. Just give me chills. But now we have Gotham.
Yes.
So good. So good.
So much better.
I have my notes highlighted in three different colors. If you can see my notes, it looks like a rainbow. So I have everybody kind of categorize three different stories going on in Monday night's episode of Gotham. Let's talk about Nygma.
Nygma? Oh, my goodness.
So he goes out into the forest to go bury Miss Kringle.
Yeah, okay, wasn't it like last week you asked me, now was this just a one-time deal, or do you think he's actually going to be a killer now?
Yes.
And what did I say?
He said he's probably going to be a killer from now on.
And who was right?
So, moving forward. yes, he knocks out a hunter without any hesitation.
Without any hesitation.
He just, and didn't knock him out. I think he killed him.
Yeah, he killed him.
And I was like, Nigga, what are you doing? And then, of course, he goes on, you know, he sees someone ate a sandwich, so he's determined to kill this third person, and it's the Penguin, which is going to be good. What do you think? What do you think is going to happen?
He's not going to kill him. I don't think he's going to kill him. I don't think they're going to kill each other.
Oh, no, because I saw the preview for next week.
Oh, see, I didn't see the preview.
It's on.
I think it's going to be good.
It's good. I think this is where he's, I guarantee you, due to the fact that Enigma is in the medical profession, he's going to be able to save Penguin, and Penguin's going to owe him.
Yeah.
And I think this is where they become best of friends.
Yeah, I'm really excited for that.
Now, do you find Nygma still attractive? I know that you like psychotic.
No.
Hold on.
No, I still do.
Whoa, I know you do. Because when he was talking to Kringle and the wine and everything, I was like, I bet you this is turning on Amy. Amy's loving this. The crazier, the better. Yeah.
There's something about Corey that I like.
Oh, no, you like crazy. People, if you've ever listened to our following recap show before it got disconnected, anytime we got a new serial killer with Kevin Bacon, I was like, go, Kevin. You were like, who's this new cute serial killer? She has a thing for serial killers.
No, I don't have a thing for serial killers.
Yes, you do.
I have a thing for serial killer actors.
Right.
There's a big difference.
So you're not worried about Nygma?
No.
Nygma is safe.
Safe.
Yeah, he was kind of crazy there.
But I mean, if you were out in the middle of the woods and you've seen this guy digging a hole, would you be like, oh, what's in the hole?
No,
I'd be like,
that hunter was a dum-dum. He was a straight, because if me and you were walking and we were like, what is that? This guy's talking to, let's go this way. Go this way, motherfucker. Don't even turn around. Let's not even make eye contact.
Nope.
But the guy's like, hey, what you eating? What you drinking? What's in that box? I was like, you dumb. But it's obvious that Nygma has no care in the world. If he wants to take you out, he's going to take you out.
Yeah.
And so that's going to be because I don't remember. And you know what? I'm not a big comic book follower or any of that kind of stuff. So I don't remember the Riddler ever being a serial killer like that. I just remember him just being a bad guy.
Well, he's not a serial killer. I mean, serial killers have
traits. Well, whatever.
They
a killer.
Kill a certain way. He's just a killer.
Defending a crazy guy. I like Nygma. Don't get me wrong. I like Nygma. And I'm glad he's going to help the Penguin. Because we need everybody. But we already know what's going to happen because everybody lives has to. Let's see. Let's talk about Theo's master plan and telling Bruce, hey, in this secret envelope, I've got the killer to your parents. You sell me your stocks in Wayne Enterprises, and bam, I'll give you this information.
That was really shitty.
Now, I was very surprised. I really thought that when Bruce told Alfred, which I was like, woo, Thank God you're telling Alfred. I thought Alfred was going to be like, oh yeah, let's go talk to Theo. I thought he was going to kick the shit out of Theo.
I thought he was too, but he didn't.
No. So I don't know if he was like waiting to see if Bruce was going to put the pen to the paper and start signing and then step in. But it looked like Alfred was going to let him just do it. Or I don't know if he just wanted Bruce to make up his own mind. I don't know. What was going through your head during that time?
Well, really, what was going through my head, none of that. First, it was like, do not sign. But then I was like, Theo, you shithead. You're the one that killed him.
Mm-hmm. You think Theo killed his parents?
Yep. Yeah. Because of the rivalry.
That is true. That could be
it. And he knew that Bruce wasn't supposed to be there.
See, now you're going to make me want to watch the episode one.
And that they
one.
Were going to the movies.
I'm going to have to watch episode
but
one.
But Bruce was late.
That is true. No one knew that story. See, now I'm going to have to watch episode one and then watch Theo and look at their eyes and see which ones. You got me thinking now. But yeah, that was a close call. That was a close call. And then Gordon comes in. You're under arrest. Psh, and punches him in the face. Which was good.
I did like that.
I'm sure you did.
I did. God. It made me very, very happy.
And let's talk about more making you very, very happy. Gordon almost got married.
He almost got married. He did.
To my crazy, lovely girl, Barbara.
Mm-hmm. I loved that entire scene. I was like, do it, Barbara. Do it.
Yeah, because you're not a fan of Lee.
No. I wanted Barbara to kill her right then
and
there.
Well, let's rewind it some more to the beginning where they're questioning her. Do you think, and when Gordon kissed Barbara, I was like, ooh. Now, we all know that was all for show.
Yeah.
How do you think Lee's taking it?
I think she's a little upset. I mean, not just a little upset. She was like, I know you have a lot going on. We'll talk later.
Yeah. You know what? Girl, she's going to wind up getting on my nerves.
Yeah.
And you know what? And Barbara used to do that to him in the beginning. Remember when we used to talk about Gotham season one? I was like, Gordon has a job to do. Let him do it.
Exactly.
And Lee's like, and I know she lets him do his stuff more than Barbara did. But, dude, the look she was giving and then, I don't know, man.
The kiss. Oh, she hated that. Oh, she hated it.
When I saw that, I was like, oh. I was like, yeah.
I was like, yes.
Because you're just not a fan of Barbara. Hater.
No, I hate Lee.
I know. Oh, yeah.
I like Barbara.
You like Barbara. You hate Lee.
I was like, no, hang on to her, Jim.
Oh, man. When he let go of her, I was like, no, I was really liking Barbara. But look, Barbara's alive.
She's alive. I'm so happy she's alive because if they would have killed her, I would have been so upset.
When I saw that, I was like, this sucks. I was ready to send out a tweet. I was about to be so mad. And then the next scene after commercial was like, the bushes broke her fall. I was like, yes. And you know, Lee's like, damn it.
Yeah,
why couldn't
obviously.
They not have bushes there? And then, of course, at the end, it's like, I know you're busy, but we're going to talk. I was like,
well, do you think he's got feelings for her still?
I think he'll always love her. I don't think he's in love with her. And men can do that. He'll always have feelings for her.
Yeah.
You know, and he knew that she was sick and needed help. So I think his intentions was right. But the way that Lee was saying it, like, she's got a hook on you and blah, blah, blah. I mean, yeah, he has a hook on her because he doesn't want anything bad to happen to her because they were together. Not because he still has feelings for her. I don't think Gordon would be with her. I think Gordon, you know Gordon, he makes up his mind. He knows, you know, if he was still in love with her, he wouldn't be with Lee.
Yeah, I know.
But Lee's going to wind up pushing Gordon away, I have a feeling. She's just going to become really super annoying. Holy Lee.
I don't like her. She should have died. Mike, she should have died.
Who, Lee?
Yes.
No way!
Yes!
Barbara had her.
You know, I like your girl more than I like her.
Ooh, Tabitha. And Tabitha took a bullet in the shoulder from freaking Gordon.
Yes.
I was getting mad right there. I was about to say, yo, Gordon, you could have missed my girl. You don't have to kill her. I love me some Tabitha. She is a hot tamale. And then Barbara's still alive, which is good. I'm a happy camper. I'm curious to see what's going to happen now. Because, you know, with all this crap that happens, now they've arrested Theo. New mayor's coming in.
They arrested Theo. Tabitha's still out, so she's obviously gonna get Theo out. Theo is the mayor now, but they have the old mayor.
I think that's all gonna get squashed. I'm gonna be like, you know what, I think the old mayor is still alive. He's gonna say Theo kidnapped me, so he's going to jail. He's back in the rightful mayorship. I think all that's gonna be fine, but I think Theo's little people, the little little priests, whatever they're called, mm-hmm. they're going to come and save him. Same with Tabitha. Tabitha's not. You're right. I don't think Tabitha's going to let him rot in jail.
Exactly. And then there's Silver, too, who has Bruce Ooh. Wrapped around her little pinky.
Silver.
You know what? I hope Selena beats the shit out of that girl.
Well, we'll see what happens. We didn't get to see any Selena, but Silver was. She was still spinning that web. A lot happened. I'm just curious what's going to happen next week. I mean, I saw the commercial. It looks really, really, really good. So I'm ready for it. But other than that, I thought the episode was great. The whole Matt truck, which I think Gordon should have been hurt a little bit more.
I think Bullock should have been hurt a little bit more. And oh my goodness, when Bullock was laying there, I was like, if he's dead,
yeah.
I'm done. As much as I love this show, I'm done.
I was like, oh, this is not good. How's Barbara not got a scratch on her? But you guys, and that truck really hit the hell out of that cop car. So that's probably the first unbelievable thing I've seen in Gotham. I'm like, really? Come on. You know, maybe a clip at the end with spinning him around a pole would have, but this truck really hit the hell out of him. And they pretty much walked out of it, which it's all right. This is a freebie. But other than that, that was good. And the whole wedding scene, it was dope.
Yeah, I like the wedding scene. And going back to the car real quick, I could believe that more than I could believe the whole shooting of Theo. And then he stands up. Is everybody okay?
Oh, when they do the drive-by?
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah. That is like, really?
I believe that better than this truck hit.
No.
I actually rewound it 3 times. I was like, that truck really hit the hell out of this cop car.
Yeah, but aren't they in like a Buick and that's supposed to be like a tank?
I guess if you want to say that. That's your way of defending Gordon. I get it.
Exactly.
I get it. All right, so scale of 1 to 10.
I give it a 9.5.
9.5 for Amy on this episode. I would probably have to give it, was it almost a 10? I would probably have to give it a 9 just for the fact that I didn't believe the car getting hit by the Mack truck.
It would have got a 10 for me if she would have died.
She would have killed Lee.
Yep.
Wow. All right, people. If you're listening, what did you think about the show? What did you think? Not our show. The Gotham episode.
What did you think of Gotham? Give us your thoughts. What did you rate this show?
So wherever you're listening to this, feel free to leave a comment. If it's you're on Twitter, respond with a tweet or something. And we'll be back next week. A new episode of Gotham airs on Monday night on Fox. So once that happens, we'll talk more Gotham.
I know our breaks are, I think we got like maybe what, 2 more weeks and then it's like break?
I have no idea. I haven't looked. I will look next time. But yeah, we get Christmas break, right? Is that how it is? And it returns?
Yeah, it's the Thanksgiving Christmas break.
Oh, that's right. All right. Well, it's getting good. I mean, every episode has been awesome. So now it's really going to, because I wonder if Gordon's going to tell Bruce the master plan. He had to. He's going to have to tell Alfred. Penguins.
But they still don't know that they are the people that. You know, well,
No, they don't know that. But I'm wondering if Penguin's going to say anything. Because remember, Penguin's like, he was giving all that stuff before all the shooting happened. So I don't know. I don't know if Penguin is going to get fixed and go in hiding. I don't know. I love it. I'm ready for the next episode.
Me too.
All right, people. Amy, let people know how they can find you.
They can go over to VarietyRadioOnline.com and they can follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and all that good stuff.
Cool. She's also got an Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/VarietyRadioOnline. For me, as always, iWatchMike.com. That's my blog. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Mike the Movie Guy, and Facebook, iWatchMike. And then, of course, my Audio Boom channel, audioboom.com/channel/iWatchMike. Feel free to check out some of the other shows there, leave comments, all that good stuff. And I think that is it. We'll be back next week to talk more of Gotham.
Dark in the city, night is a wire.
I told you I'd break you. I will.
And I'm hungry like the wolf.
You gonna help me or not?
Monsters are coming. Cleanse this city in blood and fire.
It is a new day.
I'm hungry like the